So the sixth breath of amazing grace is mana. This is such a wonderful, 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 wonderful thing to realize, is that all power comes from within. All power comes from within. This should bring you a lot of peace. It confers a definite responsibility, because it's up to you to mine it. It's up to you to unearth the riches of yourself. And the wonderful thing about it is that even though through our habits and conditioning we're stuck in this little strata of the psyche, all bound up in the ego, as soon as we start to forgive it all and dissolve it with that compassion, we free ourselves up. We liberate ourselves from the web of our own creation. And as we become deeper, more deeply rooted inside of ourselves, less superficial, as we develop a character and personality of depth, and we really start to live with profound integrity, and we really know what it is to become truly alive, we realize that indeed inside of us there is an eternal ocean, the ocean of life. And the wonder of it all is that something with so much power, of infinite magnitude, the compassion of that ocean, the love of that, the respect of that ocean, allows us to have this fragmented little island, this island, with its crust of ego, which is wafer thin. It allows that to exist at all. And I love that. That single fact of life there embodies, communicates so much to me about the compassion of God, what the free will experiment, so-called free will experiment, is all about, and how that life really is non-invasive. It's neutral. It's supportive and loving and wanting, but it's fundamentally and primarily neutral. It allows you, without judgment, to do what you want. You can think anything, imagine anything, feel any way you want, create whatever reality you choose, until you work it out that you're doing it to yourself. That we're all doing it to ourselves. We're responsible for it all. The ocean is infinitely patient, infinitely kind, and within us. All power comes from within. Mana.